Jonathan, considering the situation with how you guys played a little bit before that, how that game was going, how big was that goal and that victory against those guys?
Well, it's big, considering the difference it makes, getting 2 points instead of just one more than them. And, it was a big game for both teams, so it was nice for us to scrape our way back into that one, find a way to win at the end there. So I think we did a lot of good things, maybe made a few mistakes that ended up in the back of our net, but for the most part, we didn't give up much. So I think all four lines brought a lot tonight.
Kind of goal you need to score to win games like that?
Yeah. We're gonna have to win games some in dramatic fashion sometimes, especially this time of year. It's not gonna be pretty. We're not gonna be, you know, winning games by 2 or 3 goals. So we gotta find ways to squeak them out like that.
Do you feel the weight, the magnitude of the situation in that second intermission, knowing you're down, knowing how important this game was?
Yeah, I think. You mean personally?
As a team.
Well, yeah, I think we all do for sure. But I don't think anyone panicked. Anyone. Kind of lost their cool or anything. We've all been in situations like that before, whether it's playoffs or regular season. So, we were talking about this morning that we can rely on some of our experience there, and I think we did that tonight.
You tend to raise your games, not you individually, but as a team, against teams that are going well and are playing out in the playoffs. Same thing kind of against the Kings tomorrow, knowing that they're fighting for a spot.
Absolutely, and I think we can even feed off our game tonight and bring more excitement, more energy tomorrow night because we know we're going to need it. And it's nice to get the results you want when you work hard and you play the right way and finally get a few bounces. Midway through the game, I feel like we had backdoor tap-ins that just went off our sticks, and we had a 2-on-0 again, missed the net. Just, big chances like that weren't going in for us. And when you go down a goal in the third period, it just, for most teams it would cross your mind that maybe it's not meant to be and you're not going to win that game, but we stuck with it, and it's nice for us to get a bounce the way we did.
I think your line speed was causing some trouble for the Jets because there were some odd man rushes in the breakaway.
Yeah, I think we were better up and down the ice. I think the Jets do a good job of clogging up the neutral zone, so for the most part we had to chip and chase and, try and get them going back to their own end to get the puck, and for the most part, I don't think we had too many line rushes, but I think on the other side of things, we're doing a pretty good job of taking the rushes away.
Getting the 2 points is nice, but what did it do for the psyche of this team to get a win like that?
That's kind of what I'm saying, is it's huge for us to get a bounce. Sharpie big goal to tie the game at the end, and then we're feeling pretty good knowing we got them on their heels late in the game. So, in a lot of ways, that's a big win for us, not only standings-wise, but for our confidence as a team. We got another tough game tomorrow night, but we've got to find a way to carry that energy into tomorrow.
I'll bring Q outside.